Russia's closing in on Ukraine's capital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Russians just took the airport outside of Kiev that basically cuts off this capital from the west, and it's going to make it a lot easier for Russia to bring in special forces.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's just a few miles from the fighting.
On the Ukrainian side, some real signs of desperation. Arming civilians now of any age, even asking for foreigners to come who have military experience.
Ukraine's president says he is Russia's top target.
They want to destroy the country politically, terminating the head of state.
Now, China says Russia's leader is open to talks with Ukraine, but then again, maybe not. Fox's Simon Owen following this live.
Dave, even as Russian troops near the capital city, Kyiv, Russia says it is ready to talk with Ukraine's leaders. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has offered to meet and discuss one of President Putin's key demands, that Ukraine adopt a neutral status, dialing back its ambitions to join NATO. The Kremlin says Russia is willing to send a delegation to Belarus to discuss that, although the Russian foreign minister said Ukraine would have to surrender militarily first. Dave?
Simon, former President Trump's among the Republicans critical of the Biden response to Russia, saying an invasion would have never happened on his watch. Though Democrats say Trump's praised Putin's moves as genius and savvy, and a House committee investigating the former president wants more information from the National Archives on Trump records taken from the White House.
Asking them to describe what is in the 15 boxes of paperwork found at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago property in Florida. Her inquiry asks for notes on how many files were considered classified, and says the committee wants papers specifically relating to White House employees or contractors finding paperwork in toilets at the White House.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Consumer spending rose a bit over 2% last month as inflation keeps rising, up 6.1% last month over a year ago, the biggest jump in 40 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Now, Russia is not stopping the invasion with new sanctions from the U.S. and our allies. President Biden says they didn't expect that, but he insists ultimately
Putin's aggression against Ukraine will end up costing Russia dearly economically and strategically. We will make sure of that.
Republicans say the sanctions aren't strong enough and came too late. And Congressman Ted Budd tells Fox Business Russia is preying on U.S. weakness.
This starts back in August when America projected weakness because of what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan.
Referencing the chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal 6 months ago. Now, the president is also trying to move forward on other issues like replacing retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. He plans to name his nominee later today. The president has already said it will be a black woman. Three fired Minneapolis police officers are still free on bond awaiting sentencing the day after being found guilty of violating George Floyd's civil rights, denying him medical care before he died in 2020 as ex-cop Derek Chauvin, convicted of murdering Floyd, kneeled on the black man's neck. There's an update on the jailed parents of an accused high school shooter in Michigan.
A judge ruling there's enough evidence for Jennifer and James Crumbly to stand trial on involuntary manslaughter charges for the shooting in which prosecutors say Ethan Crumbly killed four people at his high school last year. The Crumblys are accused of making the murder weapon available to their 15-year-old son and failing to intervene when he showed signs of mental distress. School officials summoned Ethan's parents on the morning of the shooting to discuss his troubling behavior, but authorities say the Crumblys refused to take him home. The Crumblys' attorneys insist the couple didn't know their son might plan an attack, and they deny making the gun easily accessible. Ethan Crumbly is charged as an adult with first-degree murder, terrorism, and other counts. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
With COVID cases falling and many states lifting mask mandates or planning to, the CDC is expected to follow suit today with revised guidance for less masking in indoor places. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising again today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.